A vision came to me
from the sun.
On Sunday, October 13th, there's going to be a celebration for the opening of the new Homestream Park. The grand opening is going to be Sunday, October 13th, starting at 11 a.m. We'll talk more about that in a little bit here, but Mark Miller is here. And Mark, his family, his people have been here for thousands of years, and they're still here. Mark is going to be part of the October 13th celebration to dedicate this park to be a place that honors rivers, fish, native people of the Meadow, place to pause and reflect. So, Mark, if you look back over time, I would guess that the Miller family has probably trod pretty much every square inch of these parts over the years.
Yeah, driving up this morning, I recall falling down over a root in the dirt up the Twisp River at Salmon Camp. So I was probably 3, 4. We used to come and camp at War Creek. My dad and grandfather would spear salmon off the log jams on the river. We went back there probably 3 years ago with my daughter. She was doing some research for the Colville tribe because she's an anthropologist for them. And she wanted to see that salmon camp. So we went up to show her where it was with my brother and my older brother and older cousin. And it was amazing to be in that spot and smell the valley and hear the sounds. And it brings you back to that older time.
Let's remind people, you're coming back up valley on the 13th. Hopefully folks have heard about this new Homestream Park. It's across from the Arrowleaf Bistro there, and it's a grand opening. There's some new sculptures that you may have seen if you travel up valley that far by Smoker Marchant. Do you know him, by the way?
Oh, yeah. He's actually one of my cousins.
I wondered if you were going to say that.
Well, my wife says if they have brown skin and black hair, and they're on the Colville Reservation, they're my cousins. So.
I love that. Mark and I have been talking for a long time. You're a very lucky person. You've had many, many grandfathers, a lot of cousins. I'm envious.
Yeah, it's getting the opportunity to grow up in an Indian culture. There's a lot of, cultural resources that come from elders. You know, it wasn't until I went to grade school and realized that the white kids only had two grandparents. My mother explained to me I had probably a dozen. It's a different kind of concept to have, a dozen grandparents that love you like you're their grandchild and that they're honored that you call them grandmother and grandfather.
What a richness of input from elders.
Yeah, we're not all skilled in the same way. The Indian culture was that if you were going to be a medicine man, you moved out of your house and you went and lived with the medicine man. Mm-hmm. If you were going to be a hunter, you moved out of your house and you went and lived with a hunter. Warrior societies, you were living around warriors. It's kind of like when you stop and think about it, it's like a lifelong apprenticeship. What I would describe myself as a medicine man, quote unquote, would be, is I understand spiritual tradition. And that is a different way to look at life. And the tutorship for that was from a very powerful medicine man. And the things that I've said publicly come from those teachings. I'm used to being able to communicate with, quote, non-Indian people. Mm-hmm. And so that ability allows me to, express myself so people get a feeling for what it means to be Indian.
What are you maybe hoping to bring out of this gathering and then this place that from this point on will be sort of dedicated to go and sit and be?
I think I initially told Phil and Kathy, or actually my daughter told Phil and Kathy that I would probably tell them no when they approached me about this. Because I'm really careful about who I speak to and for, because I don't want to speak to somebody else's agenda. I don't represent the Colville tribe. I represent the Miller family. I represent the Met House. The Wenatchees, my dad's Wenatchee and Met Howe. My mother's Indiette and Lakes. Those are the peoples I can identify with and who I'm connected to. When I look at the Met Howe Valley, the concept of a whole valley ecosystem, spiritual system, is what people, I think, are striving for. Where I'm at with Homestream, its inception and when it started, what's going on, they had a dream. And they kept the dream focused. They didn't turn it into a 20-person board. It was their dream. And they reached out to people. They paid attention to the cultural advice. And I actually interviewed them for probably about 3 hours before I agreed to be involved. And they created it for the right reason. That, I think, is an important message for people to understand, that this thing represents, quote, salmon, but it represents water. But it also represents dirt, the soil, and the environment and wholesomeness of what people come to the Met Howe for. And so those things, I hope, come across.
Mark, this is going to be superb. I want to re-invite again everybody Sunday, October 13th. Things will begin about 11 a.m. There'll be some small tours around the area, and then we're going to have an official welcome starting at noon. Arnold will be here, Phil Davis, Mark, and then we've got some music and singing, and of course, there'll be food and beverages as well. Put it on your day planner, okay? Sunday, October 13th, things will get going about 11 a.m., but I'm sure it's going to be fun to maybe be there a little before that even. Mark, this has been wonderful, I have to say. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me up. I'm honored to be here. I'm honored that, you know, you asked me to come here to discuss this issue. You know, I was really honored that, you know, Phil and Kathy invited us. I think it's the proper way to address the needs of this valley.
The honor is ours. Thank you.
Thanks. Freedom.